Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Stalker by Lars Kepler, published by HarperCollins in 2017. Today's book is all about revenge, secret videos, and mistakes from the past. The police have received a video of a woman putting on her stockings, filmed without her knowledge and through her windows. Hours later, her body is found with her face mutilated. Then another stalker video is received of a different woman eating ice cream in her workout clothes, and the police scramble to find out who the woman is before another body is found. Unfortunately, they're too late. The investigating detective is heavily pregnant and determined to make her mark in a new position. After the body of the ice cream eating woman is found, the detective enlists the help of a psychologist, Eric Maria Bach, to hypnotise the traumatised husband to get information about the scene when he first found it. Eric leads the hypnosis but is then horrified when the husband reveals a clue which reminds him of a crime years earlier and an alibi from the accused man which he ignored and didn't pass on to police. The man was convicted and imprisoned in a psychiatric facility, and Eric rushes to interview him again to learn about the alibi, frightened that he has been wrong all these years and the real killer is out on the loose. The imprisoned man is less than helpful, and meanwhile, Eric's old friend Juno Linna, a former detective, returns from the dead to help find the real killer before he strikes again. But then the evidence starts to lead towards Eric, and he becomes suspect number one. Now, there's a lot more going on in Stalker than I briefly described. It's a fast-paced thriller which follows through the worlds of sex parties, secret clubs, drugs, the priesthood, and piano lessons. Eric is a conflicted man. A mistake he made years ago has come back to haunt him, and his reliance on prescription medication doesn't do him any favours. His friend Juno Linna is a wild loner of a man, not wanting help from anyone but willing to do anything to clear his friend's name. He's resourceful and brutal, but a kind-hearted father and unstoppable when he has a mission in mind. From the outset, this book really gave me the creeps. The videos of the women through their windows going about their everyday business without knowing that someone was watching them sent shivers up my spine, especially when I looked out my own windows into the darkness and wondered if anyone was out there. Stalker is crisply written in rapid-fire short chapters and has a cracking twist which was so perfect it made me sit back and congratulate the writer. Or writers in this case. Lars Kepler is actually a pen name for a husband and wife writing team. Now, it turns out that Stalker is actually book number 5 in the Juno Linna series, but this didn't affect my reading at all. In fact, I didn't realise until I'd finished the book that there were others in the series. So if you like suspense, creepy peeping toms, vicious murders, lies and the past coming back to haunt you, I recommend Stalker by Lars Kepler, but make sure you close the curtains. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.